calling about the ad I saw in the Connecticut Post.
Yes, pertaining to what?
I believe it was a painting of a schnauzer dog.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Do you still have it for sale?
Yes, I do.
Now, describe the painting to me.
It's a full view of the dog. I painted it.
Oh, so you're the original artist.
Yes, I'm the artist of it.
Oh, lovely.
It's a salt and pepper.
What color is the dog?
It's called salt and pepper.
Oh, so it's a variety of colors.
No, no.
Oh.
So that's how the original schnauzer was. Salt and pepper, they call them.
Oh, well, that sounds exactly like my lady friend schnauzer. How much are you asking for the painting?
I believe it was, what, 45 or 50 in the papers, all framed.
Is it signed?
Yes, I believe I signed it.
Well, I've been a bit of a dilemma. I actually ran over my lady friend's dog last week.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. I needed something to remind her of little Peppy.
Well, this may be it. I had a schnauzer and I painted it. And I got one of just
what?
A head.
You painted on the dog?
Pardon?
Did you paint it on the dog?
I paint dogs and cats. I have a Siamese cat.
Well, how does it take to the fur? What kind of paint do you use?
Oil paint.
Right directly on the dog?
No, sir, it's a painting of a dog.
Oh, I thought you meant you were painting on them.
What do you mean on them?
You said I painted the dog, so I assumed you took a brush and painted...
Painted a dog. It's an oil painting. You know what an oil painting is.
Oh, no, I know, but later on you said you... Let's get back to business here. Is it a good painting?
Pardon?
Is it a good painting?
I believe it is.
Did you go to art school?
No. I went to art school.
Oh, whereabouts?
In New York.
Are we talking Pratt or...
Right, Pratt.
You went to Pratt? No shit.
Well, that's nice.
My grandson went to the Rhode Island School of Design.
I know. I lived up in Rhode Island. That's a nice school, too.
Yeah, a bunch of fruits live up there.
Well, what do you want? They're artists, aren't they?
Yeah. Ain't that the truth? Anywho, let's get down to business. How much are we talking for the painting?
It's in the papers, isn't it?
Right. Do you think you could modify the painting a bit?
What do you mean, modify it? You didn't even see it, so what do you want me to modify?
Well, my girl's dog, Peppy, he was missing an eye.
And?
Is there any way you could paint the eye so it's sort of shut?
No, I would never do that. The dog must have an eye originally, right?
No, he lost an eye. So they sewed his eyes shut.
No, I don't think I would do that.
It would only take a few brush strokes.
Well, if your son's an artist, let him do it.
Well, he's not very good.
And he went to Rhode Island. He must have wasted a few years of schooling then.
Yeah, you're telling me. Let's just say he was with too many guys at that school.
Well, I don't know when he went, so it's a difference of time.
Okay, so you can't paint over the painting.
You could paint over the painting, but I will not do it, is what I'm saying to you.
Okay.
Oil paintings, you could go over and over and over a thousand times, but I will not do it.
How much extra would I have to throw you?
I just won't do it.
I'll take you out for lunch if you want.
I'm a married woman, happily married. I don't need it. have someone take me out to lunch.
I'm married too, but my girlfriend doesn't know.
Well, that's you and your girlfriend. That's not for me.
So no painting of over the eye, huh?
No, I said if you want it, you do it.
All right. Well, let's see here. I'll give you $5 for the painting.
Bye, sir.
Goodbye.